Divine Mercy Sunday, we have this promise of our Lord through Saint Faustina that we can have all of our sins forgiven and any punishment due to our sins wiped away on this one day in the year. One day in the year, we can have all our sins. So if you go, just really two conditions today to obtain this promise of divine mercy. Normally, if you try to get a plenary indulgence and have all your sins forgiven and any punishment due to them, you have to jump through a lot of hoops. You have to pray for the Holy Father. You have to do a certain work of the plenary indulgence. You have to be detached from all venial sin. You have to go to confession. All these things. Today, it seems you don't have to. You don't have to be detached from all venial sin, which is the biggest and most difficult thing. You can have a sufficient contrition, or we could say imperfect contrition, like you go to confession. A perfect contrition is when you are sorry for the sins of all the sins you've committed, any grave sins as well, and you're sorry mostly because you offended God, not because you're going to go to hell or because of the shame or because of the consequences of your sins, but mostly because you offended God, your Father, your loving Father. That's a perfect contrition. You're sorry mostly because you offended God. And we always want to have that. We always want to strive for that perfect contrition. But to be forgiven for your sins and find salvation in confession, all you need to have is an imperfect contrition, meaning you have some sorrow that you offended God, but mostly because you don't want to go to hell or you don't want to suffer punishment for the sins that you've committed. So there's perfect and imperfect contrition. But today, the two conditions is you trust in the mercy of God. Trust that God really will forgive you for your sins, that He wants to forgive your sins, that He wants to forgive, He wants to forget your sins, and He wants you to be in His friendship. He wants you to be closer to Him, you know. So trusting in the mercy of God and going to confession, the two conditions for obtaining all of your sins forgiven and any punishment due to them. So if we committed a grave sin and we were sorry for it, but not sufficiently, and we didn't perhaps atone for it enough, we can be forgiven for it in confession and still have some stain to be cleansed in this life through suffering or prayer or sacrifices, etc., or time in purgatory. So there's after effects from our sins that we need to think about. We're saved, our soul is saved if we've gone to confession, but you may have some stain on your soul, or my may, we all may. But today, any stain left on your soul, any atonement for your sins, grave or attachment to venial sins, are cleansed. And let's hope we die tonight so we can go straight to heaven. So we have that promise. If you believe, you trust in that, and we have the church ratifying that promise, that private revelation, Pope John Paul II. So do you care? Do you care about this? Maybe you don't. Maybe you don't care about enough, and maybe you won't even go to confession this week. Maybe this promise doesn't really mean a whole lot to you right now. Maybe next year it will, and maybe you'll take advantage of this. You know, but today you should try. You should try. You know, you don't just do this for yourself, but do it for God. God is the one that wants to see you cleansed and totally shining and bright. He wants you to be cleansed of all your sins and any punishment. He wants that more than you do. So do it for him if you don't want to do it for yourself. And that's what we should, that's the kind of intentions we should have when we go to confession as well. I'm doing this for you, Jesus. I'm doing this, I'm going to do this today rather than next week because I know you want it. You want to see me clean and holy and holier. So, you know, that kind of love for God will gain you a greater forgiveness for your sins and staying wiped away because of that pure love for God. You're doing it for God even more than yourself, but you do it for yourself as well. So do you see how this can, the mercy of God is not just to wipe away sins and take away punishment. The mercy of God, side by side, just as important perhaps, is to sanctify us, is to help us on the path to holiness. It's the mercy of God I receive today is going to make me better, more charitable, because I always think, you know, I made a mistake a few minutes ago. I said this thing to offend somebody, or I didn't do what I should have done, or whatever. But I know the mercy of God is right there. All I have to do is say, I'm sorry. And I trust in your mercy, Jesus. And I will try to be better, and I will get better from the mercy of God. The mercy of God will make me better, will make you better, will make you more holy. The mercy of God is to make us better throughout our life. It's not just a one-time thing, oh, I got that sin out of my way. I don't have to worry about that anymore. No, the mercy should be like a future intention in our mind. The mercy of God is going to make me more and more saintly, more and more holy, more and more good and better and more charitable. The mercy of God is going to do that. The mercy of God. So we should really think about that. I need the mercy to get rid of my past sins and be at peace. But I need the mercy of God because I'm going to be more holy through it. I'm going to be more saintly. I'm going to be more virtuous, more better, more kind and loving and charitable, etc. So we really need to think of the mercy of God in that way. But along with all the things that I'm going to get, you're going to get today, you know, the mercy of God is also what we need to show to our neighbor, mercy. When we receive mercy from God, we're all caught up in the mercy of God and today and having my sins free, the peace and joy I'm going to have. This should all overflow into our neighbor, overflow into my neighbor. Look at all the things that I want to get for myself. Doesn't my neighbor want to have that too? Don't you want to show that kind of mercy to your neighbor? All the things that God's forgiven you for, you want to show to your neighbor. Be overflowing with mercy to your neighbor, which is charity. Forgiving them for all their weaknesses. And life is full of forgiveness. We have to forgive every day. We have to forgive everyone because we're always going to be offended. Our neighbor is always going to do something wrong around me because I do something wrong every day too, and you do too. So forgiveness is just a part of life, and it's a daily part of life. Forgiveness and mercy for my neighbor. We have to be really good at that. And if you're not, you're going to live in, you know, you're going to live in your bitterness and your resentments and your lack of charity. We need to be experts in forgiving our neighbor, showing mercy to our neighbor in our thoughts, maybe more than in our deeds. Because if your thoughts are merciful, you're gonna act mercifully. So we have to think and pray and excuse and understand our neighbor's weaknesses. And we're not even going to be able to understand our weaknesses, our neighbor's weaknesses. You can't figure that out. No way you can figure out why somebody did something wrong, what all their motives were. There's no way you can know them, even if you try. Even if you try to be charitable, you can never know what caused them to do what they did. So we try to excuse, say, oh, they did this for this reason, and so I'm going to be charitable to them. And maybe it wasn't even, maybe I'm not even right, but at least I'm charitable to them. So we don't even have to know, as long as I am charitable. You don't need to know the motive of your neighbor for doing something wrong to you or to other people that affects you in some way or whatever. So today is a day of mercy for you, for me, for personally, but also a day of mercy for our neighbor. So there's so much good to go around. But above all, we do this for God. For Jesus is the one who's sharing this mercy. He's promising many good things for those who promote his mercy. You would think, wow, Jesus is really going to be taken advantage of today. He's really losing out today. He's going to, you know, people going to have committed many sins, and he won't be able to exercise his justice. He's losing out a lot today, but he's the one that wants to lose out. He's the one that wants you and me to benefit from this. He's the one that wants us to promote his mercy, even though many people are going to take advantage of it. It's just the way he is. If you had infinite love, you would probably do that too. You know, infinite love doesn't think about what it's going to cost you. So Jesus is only thinking of our good, and so let's take advantage of what he wants to give to us, but also give back to God that great thanks and gratitude, especially by using his mercy to make ourselves better, make ourselves more holy, not to use his mercy in vain, you could say, just to get rid of any punishment we do. So we do this for the glory of God, to please God, and to benefit ourselves and our neighbor today.